unions say their members will strike at Matson unless a new contract is negotiated by 9 o'clock this evening, midnight West Coast time. The Sailors Union of the Pacific and the Pacific Coast Marine Firemen, Oilers, Water Tenders, and Wipers Association involves some 450 total members. Talks to agree on a deal continue today. Joining us by phone now from San Francisco is the president of the Sailors Union of the Pacific, Gunnar Lundberg. Hi there.
Thank you for inviting me onto your program.
Good to talk to you. What do the workers in each of these unions do for Matson?
Well, for my union, for the Sailors Union of the Pacific, they assist in navigation. They actually physically steer the vessels, and they do maintenance on deck to make sure that when they come past Waikiki, they're nice and shiny.
Okay, so navigators and deck maintenance. What about the other union?
The other union is in the engine room, so they're in charge of the propulsion system, and they also take care of all of refrigerated cargo.
So, in other words, Matson couldn't get along without either.
No.
What are the issues that are preventing you from being able to make a deal? What are the sticking points right now?
Well, the sticking points are, without being specific, have to do with wages, hours, and working conditions, plus, benefits, particularly pensions.
Is there anything you can say about working conditions?
Well, working conditions aren't primary as far as physical stuff, but a working condition is how much you're paid and benefits and things like that.
Okay, so this is really going back to money and benefits.
Yes.
And there's not a whole lot, I understand, that you're willing to talk about that. But as you have said that the unions in Matson are still far apart, even as of, this morning, are you getting more or less optimistic as the day is wearing on?
I'm sort of in middle ground because it's we're continuing to talk, we're still in bargaining, and we've got several hours to go. So I'm hopeful. Nobody wants a work stoppage that hasn't happened for many, many years, and but the ball is really in the court of Matson. Matson is a very profitable company. I just see today or yesterday, there's dividends for stockholders. It's just about 70 or 80% of the trade into Hawaii is Matson, so they've got a lock on the market. And all we want is something fair. We're not asking for the moon at all. We're just asking for reasonable wage increases.
Have you seen any indications from Matson that they are softening or maybe willing to entertain some of what you're asking for?
Not yet.
So you're talking about an intractable situation on both sides, at least to this point in time?
Not yet, yes. And, our proposals are not, they wouldn't shock your listeners.
Well, as we can't really talk about that, we're going to have to leave it for the moment. But what scenario then do you see if the strike moves forward once you hit midnight tonight?
Well, if we can't reach an agreement, and I'm hoping we can, so that we're not doing this to just rattle sabers and get your listening audience and the other the residents of the state of Hawaii nervous, if all else failed and we couldn't reach an agreement, we'd have to, we'd have to picket Matson's terminals.
We know that 80 to 90% of what we need comes into Hawaii. A lot of that comes in through Matson. So
yeah.
For consumers, this could be a really big deal. There isn't necessarily that understanding of what a strike looks like, because there hasn't really been one in recent memory for a lot of people.
Right.
So really, what does this mean if it's more than just going to be, you know, a picket line there at the dock? What does it mean for what may or may not be able to come into Hawaii?
Well, we'd have to look at that. I mean, we would assume that the people who unload the ships, those are the longshoremen, members of ILWU Local 142, would support us and honor our picket lines. And
but everybody's got to eat, and certainly everybody needs toilet paper.
We know that. We are very aware of that. You know, we've had an office in Honolulu since 1895. We have, a lot of our members are Hawaii State residents. You know, with families, and they're in the same boat. So, once again, the ball is in the court of Matson. You know, they're the ones who would precipitate any kind of a walkout.
Gunnar, are there boats currently on the water now coming to Hawaii?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So what would happen with those that are in transit when they pull up to the port? Would they simply be there unloaded or not loaded, or just left to be?
Well, they would tie up, you know, in Honolulu. The chances of being unloaded would, if there is some sort of strike situation, they wouldn't be unloaded.
Which potentially means food going bad and things that people need not being able to be accessed, even if it's right there. Do you feel some sort of, you know, moral pull with that, because so much comes to Hawaii from outside of it?
Well, yes. Yes, I mean, in this situation, once again, the ball is in Matson's court. We're just asking for something reasonable for our members, so they can support themselves and their families. Again, a lot of them, you know, live in the state of Hawaii. So that's why we are going to endeavor within the next few hours to reach agreement.
Well, a lot of people are going to hope that you will.
Yes.
Now that it's about 2:15 your time, we'll check back with you later in the day. Thanks so much for the time.
I'd urge people to call Matson.
Thanks so much for being willing to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
Gunnar Lundberg is president of the Sailors Union of the Pacific, one of the unions involved in the contract negotiations with Matson. The contract is set to expire at 9 o'clock Hawaii time.